rule, we think, is just government at its absolute worst. We are talking about true government intrusion in the marketplace, where they being USDA, wants to pretty much decide what a standard price for an animal is. This was a result of language that was put in the Farm Bill, but we feel that the resulting rule went far beyond the intent of Congress, so much so that there was a letter signed by 115 members of the House of Representatives that told Secretary Vilsack to go and do an economic analysis on this because it had gone so far beyond what was originally intended. Unfortunately, Secretary Vilsack responded that he's not going to do that, and I think that shows just how truly committed they are at moving forward with what they have and not understanding just what a huge impact it'll have on a producer's ability to market their cattle, how they want to, and when they want to, and under what conditions. Now, what we do know is this, is that the liability changes in this rule are going to open up the cattle marketplace to trial attorneys. And also, we're going to have a situation where it's going to be trial attorneys, the court system, and USDA that is dictating what a standard or fair price is for an animal. And that's just unacceptable because the open market works. It has worked tremendously, and we've got a lot of producers who have invested in genetics and better management practices and production practices to make sure that they can engage in things like alternative marketing arrangements, contracting opportunities, and get paid for the value that they're putting on their animals. Under this rule, all that is going to go away, and the trial attorneys are going to decide how much cattle are worth. And so it's important that the cattle industry continues to speak out. The comment period is stops on November 22nd, but we're going to still have opportunities even after that to engage Congress in this debate and engage the legal system in this debate and take a USDA to court if we need to, because this is a falling sword issue for NCBA. We've got to make sure that we maintain the marketplace as it is. We believe in transparency, and we want full accountability enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act, but this rule goes far beyond that. We've got to make sure that cattle producers have the opportunity to market their cattle how they want to and when they want to, and right now this rule goes against that.